Welcome back to Word on the Hills. With me, Felicity Sidnell-Reed, my co-host, Gwyn Sheltimer, and our guest this week, Sharon Keats. So, Sharon, where did you start writing the verses for One Windy Day? In an office, was it?
We did have a little building that we called our office. It was a little shack. I think I was sitting outside in the sun, and so the transfer site was where people in Ward 2 of Port Hope would bring their wet garbage and their recyclables, and that's where all these poems came from, the dump.
But none of them are about dumps or garbage or... No? Are they mostly about different characters?
One is about Gregory, who is sitting on a bench, and he just can't figure out what he wants to do. Shall he play ball? Shall he ride his bike? But then he realizes that he doesn't have to worry so about what he should do. He could just sit and think some thoughts, and that was just fine, too. And then there's another one about five children, whose beds are all in a row, and Polly hogs the covers all the time. So it's like it's a total project. Some of it is funnier because of the CD. We had a riot doing it, and it took a long time because I couldn't be driving into Toronto all the time, and you could really only work for a concentrated 3 or 4 hours. And at one point, 3 months went by, and I thought, oh, I'll let it happen when it's going to happen. And I thought, no, I'm going to do it. So we did it. I can't believe I did it.
Well, I'm going to ask you about making the CD, but let's go back to the book for the moment. In 2012, you pulled your story out of a drawer and decided to develop it into a book, to write the music for it, produce a CD, and a colouring book. So now, tell us about that challenging process. How did your collaborators get involved, and how did you produce the final package?
There isn't a lot of music on this. There is music in the background, particularly for the last one. So any of the music that is on here was my recording engineer's stuff, and he gets credited with all of this on the back. He'd probably like a percentage, too, but I can't see that coming anytime too soon. So we talked about it, and I had recorded On a Windy Day, Wendy Blew Away, which is the first poem, years and years ago. And we couldn't find the tape, and he couldn't find his copy. And then I had these six others, and it just happened. So Laurie Rockman is a cartoonist and did live here. I got to know her. I took an adult ballet class from her, and I approached her about this project. Would she be interested? What did she see as she read these? And she said yes. So it all, except for the length of time, that was the easier part. The CD was a huge challenge because this was a basement apartment. So getting to the mixing place meant that one of them was just a little too loud, but we did it.
So are you going to write more books now for kids? What are you working on now?
I have the Christmas story, and just today, out of a conversation with a friend of mine, I may have found someone who will illustrate it. It's a busy time right now, but these things tend to come into your head whether you're busy or not. So you can be doing something very important, making a meal, driving, but your head is totally somewhere else, and you can't help it. If it's in your head and you're percolating away, so we'll see what happens. We'll get the season over with, start the winter. We're contemplating moving from the country into town, so we'll be thinking about that, and there's always lots of other stuff to do, but I'm already percolating away.
Interesting. You'll have a nice whole, well, not a whole year, because you'll have to put it together and release it in time for Christmas next year.
Yeah.
So, would you like to read a couple more of your verses?
Sure, I'd be delighted. This one is called Some Days You Just Want to Be Bad. It's hysterical. Especially because of the enhancement of music and sound effects that all makes it so much better than if it was just a poetry book or just a CD. So, some days you just want to be bad. Some days when you wake up and jump out of bed, you leave it all rumpled and stand on your head. You can't seem to hear what your mother just said. Some days you just want to be bad. You get yourself dressed and you run down the stairs. You bellow and roar like a cave full of bears. You just about slip on the rug, but who cares? Some days you just want to be bad. You don't put your bicycle back where it goes. You jump over bushes and trample a rose. You run through the backyard and pull down clean clothes. Some days you just want to be bad. You turn on the hose and pretend it's a flood. You jump in the puddles and splash in the mud. You throw gooey mud balls that land with a thud. Some days you just want to be bad. You head for the bathtub and make a big splash, which frightens the dog and he makes a mad dash. He topples the lamp and it lands with a crash. Some days it's not good to be bad. The smash of the lamp has alarmed the old cat, who had been asleep on her special cat mat. She ran and she hid in your mother's new hat. Some days it's bad news being bad. You're back in your bedroom and must stay alone. No visits from friends and no calls on the phone. You're sorry for all of those things that you've done. It's never okay to be bad.
A very moral tale. How about reading another one for us?
Sure. This one has a beautiful, beautiful piece of music behind it from my friend Kirk, because it's a little quieter poem. Gregory sat down on a bench, his chin upon his hand. Gregory thought and thought, but still he could not understand. He didn't have to go to school, it was a holiday. He only had to swing on swings or read a book or play, but he couldn't understand it, though he tried with all his might. Nothing he could think to do appeared to be just right. He knew that he could take a hike because the day was fair, or maybe he would get his bike and ride from here to there. He thought about the swimming pool, but then he shook his head. He thought about the jigsaw puzzle underneath his bed. The plastic pool with all his boats might make a super port. He'd gather twigs and branches and he'd build a mighty fort. It wasn't any good. He simply couldn't sort it out. And then he had a thought that almost made him want to shout. He didn't need to worry so about what he should do. He could just sit and think some thoughts, and that was just fine, too.
That's great, Sharon. They're really fun, those poems. So, many thanks, Sharon. That was really fun. You read so well. Where are your books available?
At Books and Company in Picton and at Furby House Books in Port Hope. And me, if you run into me in a parking lot somewhere.
You haven't put them up on Amazon or anything?
No, I didn't want to get too complicated. I only had a certain number printed, and we'll just see what happens with these.
If you'd like to hear this program and any other that we've broadcast at a different time or from far away, you can go to our website, www.wordonthehills.com, and there you'll find all the broadcasts we've done so far archived. And to connect with us, please send comments, queries, or suggestions for whom we might interview in future programs to wordonthehills897@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you'll join us for another program next week.